In my biohacking journey, I think I've heard dopamine detox a couple hundred or maybe even thousand times. The concept is great, but of course people take it to the extremes and lose sight of the goal, which is to enjoy things and feel rewarded for things that actually do matter in life. Many people just become miserable, and if that's the case, then F it, let me binge watch some Netflix. But there is another way to focus on balancing your dopamine levels, and that's by looking at your genes, specifically the DRD2 gene.
Welcome to the Joe Cohen Show. Join me as I share my experience with biohacking and invite top health experts to explore the latest technology, supplements, research, and resources for optimizing your body and brain.
The DRD2 gene helps make dopamine D2 receptors. These are proteins on the surface of brain cells that bind dopamine. The functions of D2 receptors are a little complex. They depend on the brain region and the position of receptors on the brain cells. But for the most part, these receptors are inhibitory, which means they prevent excessive dopamine release, which is really important because high dopamine levels can cause negative side effects on a person's mental and physical health. You may find yourself procrastinating for long periods of time or becoming agitated when you do not have access to these rewards, which I'm fairly certain a lot of people are feeling these days with the whole social media.
Social media, yeah.
By controlling dopamine functions in the brain, D2 receptors play a role in social interactions, motivation and reward, novelty seeking, substance dependence, and cognitive function. When it comes to the DRD2 gene, the most studied variant is RS1800497, also known as TAC1A. Interestingly, this variant is actually also found in another gene, ANKK1, which controls the activity of DRD2. So the A allele of this variant is linked to a lot of pleasure-seeking behaviors like alcohol and substance misuse, food cravings and emotional eating, depression, negative feelings, chronic pain, PTSD. This allele is linked to a 30% lower number of D2 receptors in brain regions responsible for motivation and reward. So people with this allele may seek more pleasure from alcohol, high-calorie foods, drugs, and other addictive substances. Why? When there are fewer D2 receptors, the inhibitory control over dopamine signaling is diminished. This can lead to a dysregulated dopamine system where dopamine release is not effectively moderated. So as a result, individuals may seek out activities or substances that stimulate dopamine release to compensate for this dysregulation. But on the positive side, people with this variant may be more motivated and have better cognitive function. So, despite the links to addictive behavior, the decrease in D2 receptors may also be associated with increased motivation and better cognitive function. This seems counterintuitive, but it could be due to the fact that dopamine is crucial for motivation and cognitive processes. So, with fewer inhibitory D2 receptors, there might be a higher baseline level of dopamine activity in certain brain regions involved in motivation and cognitive function. This heightened dopamine activity could potentially enhance motivation and cognitive processes. So, due to the complex functions of the D2 receptors, you can't really say that this A allele is a negative variant. People with this variant should try to maintain balanced dopamine levels, and how you do that depends on the variant that you carry. For me, St. John's wort does a great job in balancing my dopamine levels. For you, it might be ginseng, L-tyrosine, saffron, or so many other supplements that do impact your dopamine levels. But which one does it best depends on your DNA. With Self-Decode, you can almost instantly get personalized recommendations to balance your dopamine levels if you already have a DNA file, or you can just order a DNA kit and get it in a few weeks. I hope you enjoyed this quick segment of snippets, and if you're interested in diving more into detail about other important genes like MTHFR and COMT, please follow The Joe Cohen Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your daily dose of podcasting.
67% of listeners aren't following the show, so please don't forget to show your support by hitting the follow button now. You'll not only be supporting the show, but also investing in yourself and your health journey, all while helping to keep us ad-free.